Popular figures like Mike Rowe have helped soften the stigma of a life in the trades. Where once many parents shuddered at the idea of a child going into excavation or carpentry, they can now bear the thought. But this improvement falls short of bestowing a genuine sense of pride, and more importantly, dignity on tradesmen and tradeswomen. Neither Versailles nor Sanssouci were built by their masters, Louis XIV and Frederick the Great, respectively. Rather, unnamed artisans laid the bricks, set the timber and flooring, and painted the walls and ceilings. The triumphs of the Roman Empire, roads and aqueducts, were not built by senators or poets, but by laborers and craftsmen. Yet today, many still view the trades as a step down, a mere means of paying the bills. As a house painter myself, I feel the sting of this perception. But the fact that my job site features metal, rap, and classic rock should not detract from the fact that it is by our labor, knowledge, and experience that we bring color, symmetry, and functionality to the lives of others. And along with the carpenters, electricians, plumbers, drywallers, floorers, excavators, masons, and the myriad other trades, we should bask in a great sense of pride in the civilization that we have helped to build. I'm Paul Streidelmeyer, and that's my perspective.